This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The House of Representatives has passed a stopgap funding measure to keep the federal government running until January 11th. The Senate is expected to do the same. That means the lame duck session of the 107th Congress will not act on the 11 remaining appropriations bills that were supposed to provide the money for the fiscal year that began October 1st. Robert Reischauer joins me now. He's president of the nonpartisan Urban Institute. He used to be director of the Congressional Budget Office. Good morning.
Morning.
How often has Congress moved into a new year without approving so many spending bills?
Well, this is a very, very rare occurrence, and particularly when we're flipping from one Congress into a new one. In other words, there's been an election. The new Congress is really going to find itself in a very unusual situation.
So does this matter?
Well, it certainly matters to all of the government agencies and the interests and parts of our economy and institutions that depend on government action, because the agencies really don't know what their budgets are for the current year and can't plan to operate in an efficient and effective way.
So did these lame ducks just pass the buck, or did they feel that the new Congress in its wisdom should reflect the mood of the voters?
Well, I think the issues before Congress when in deciding the budget for this year really are just too great to be resolved in a very short period of time. The political environment clearly has changed, but it's not going to make the job of the next Congress that much easier. There still is a funding problem that the president doesn't want to spend as much money as many in Congress would like to spend on domestic programs.
So they're going to spend less?
I think they probably will spend less than most people thought just a few weeks ago. Still, there's going to be some controversy, not just between Democrats and Republicans, but also between many Republicans who don't see how they can put together appropriation bills that will come under the total that the president has said he wants to achieve.
What programs are most likely to suffer during the next several months?
Well, I think virtually all programs of government are going to suffer in the sense that there's going to be indecision in the agencies. They're going along basically at the funding level of last year, and the president and Congress would like to shift priorities in a different direction, more money for Homeland Security, for example, and it's very hard to get that initiative off the starting block when we don't have either a Homeland Security bill passed, but that should be taken care of in the next few days, but the funding necessary to carry out this new initiative.
Who's affected by all this?
Well, the as I said, the people who depend on government grants and programs, the highway bills, the Justice Department, the national parks, all of the agencies of government have new initiatives that they like to start, and everything is more or less on hold, and everybody, the agencies are treading water, doing basically what they did the year before.
And what can one expect from the new Republican-controlled Congress that is still going to depend on Democratic votes to pass budget bills?
Well, I think initially the Republicans will march to the president's drumbeat, and that there will be more unity, and we will see a more efficient budget process in the coming year.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Robert Reischauer was director of the Congressional Budget Office. He's currently president of the nonpartisan Urban Institute here in Washington.